Good morning. I'm Ashlyn Harrington.
I'm Gabe Trainer.
And I'm Laurel Deegan. Thanks for joining us for the Bear Facts, the show where each week we keep you up to date on all the news from Bishop Garrigan High School.
Last week, we mentioned that the Golden Bear Quiz Bowl team had competed in the online 3-2-1 contest. The results came back this past week, and Garrigan did very well in the competition. The team score of 286 ranked them in the top third of all schools nationwide. They were the number 3 school in Iowa, behind Iowa City West and Ballard, and they scored more than 100 points higher than the area rival, Mason City Newman.
The success in 3-2-1 is just the latest success in what has been a very good year for Golden Bear Quiz Bowl. Garrigan has won 2 tournament championships this fall, and they made playoffs in 3 other contests. That success has qualified the Bears to make their 19th trip to the National Academic Championships. The Bears are tentatively planning to compete at Nationals in Orlando in June 2018.
Today, the Bishop Garrigan math team is hosting a Great Plains Math League competition. Students are coming from Waverly Shell Rock for the event. Among those competing for the Bears today are seniors Ben Deegan, Caitlin Tilges, and Tommy Kolesh, junior Gabe Trainer, and freshman Amanda Tilges and Joey Trainer.
In math competition, students work both on their own and in teams to solve problems. The competition is divided into target, team, sprint, and relay rounds, each of which has its own unique rules. Most math team questions are very hard. In fact, they make the most difficult tests in school seem easy. The challenge can be fun, though, and we wish the math team good luck today in competition.
The BGHS speech team has begun rehearsals for the year. We've got more people out for speech this year than we've had in almost 20 years. There's 53 students on the large group speech team. At the core of the team are seniors Alisa Altman, Caitlin Tilges, Emery Miller, Gigi Berkland, and Isabel Davis, as well as Jenna Bolter, Kat Willey, Megan Wadley, Olivia Hart, John Zimet, Sam Trainer, and Tommy Kolesh.
There's also a big group of juniors in speech. They include Ashlyn Harrington, Caroline Bradley, Emma Toole, Laurel Deegan, Lauren Kenyon, and Leah DeLang, plus Madison Illig, Megan Bronk, Aiden Koob, Bryce Capacious, Gabe Trainer, Logan Hying, Sam Vasky, and John Mice. Sophomores on the speech team are Amanda Miller, Andrea Pacheco, Jenna Heinen, Jordan Hansen, Katie Noonan, Mackenzie Meister, and Maddie Meister.
The speech team also features 20 freshmen. They include Abby Hying, Amanda Tilges, Anna Berkey, Bailey Meister, Cora Rickey, Emily Lappy, Grace DeLang, Gracie Elsbecker, and Hallie Minky. And also Katie McIntyre, Kelly Borman, Kelly Beatty, Reese Rosemeyer, Tara Krohn, Eric Lubenthal, and Austin Von Bank. Rounding out the group are Isaiah Berkland, Joey Trainer, Kale Kramer, and Noah Bronk. Best wishes all season long to directors Jake Rosemeyer and David Burrow, and the entire speech team.
Christmas is coming, and that's always a time for service projects and helping out our neighbors. This past Tuesday, the seniors on Student Council went over to Mason City to work with the Top of Iowa Conference Holiday Service Project. They spent the day at the Salvation Army Service Center. They packaged more than 1,000 boxes of food and also organized toys that we hope will make a merrier Christmas for some of the neediest people in Northern Iowa.
There was good news this past week for 2 Golden Bear football players. Senior Drake Buscherfeld was named a first-team defensive lineman on the Des Moines Register's All-State team. Junior T.J. Schnurr also earned All-State honors. He was a second-team honoree in the Iowa Newspaper Association's All-State team. Congratulations, Drake and T.J.
Our senior spotlight this week shines on Megan Wadley. Here to tell you about her is John Mice.
Megan Wadley was one of the student council members who was working on the conference service project Tuesday. She's a hardworking athlete who keeps busy with basketball, volleyball, and track. Megan also enjoys speech and has been on the tech crew for many drama productions over the years. Megan would like a healthcare career in the future, and we wish her the best of luck in college.
Thanks, John. On our Golden Bear calendar this week, the math team is hosting a contest this morning. Also today, there's a benefit at Garrigan for the family of Kristen Bacha, who is recovering from cancer.
Tomorrow is the third Sunday of Advent. We'll have our final Advent prayer service of the year, first thing Monday morning.
Tuesday, we'll have a basketball quad, with the Bears hosting North Iowa. Wednesday night, the high school and junior high choirs will hold their Christmas concert at St. Cecilia's.
Thursday, we'll have an out-of-uniform day to benefit our sister parish in Haiti. The Quiz Bowl team will play a demonstration game for the Kiwanis that noon, and we'll be dismissing for the holidays Thursday afternoon.
Thursday night, the Bears will host Algona High in the annual Crosstown Christmas matchup. The dance squad will perform their holiday show at halftime, and we're expecting a visit from Santa Claus at the game.
That's the Bear Facts for this week. Thanks for joining us, and be sure to tune in again next week when we'll have a special show as we prepare for the holidays at Bishop Yeagon High School.